Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Daphne. We are having a segment today. Unfortunately, there's lots and lots of technical problems. I am now calling in via the telephone, and I'm not sure if my guest, my caller on is hearing me. Mark, are you hearing me?
Yes, but now it's Luciani.
Hi, Luciani. How are you?
Hi, Daphne. Fine. Thank you.
I'm having some technical difficulties. And what I have done, I told Mark that I extended the show when I noticed I couldn't get on. I'm still going to try to see if I can get on so we can hear from callers if they call.
Okay.
But right now I am on the phone. I can see you and you can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am very happy about that. Is my honored guest also on the line?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's here.
Okay, well,
with me.
Hello, Benjamin, because now with my...
Hello, Daphne. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I do apologize. I hope we can have you back on at another time when we have no technical difficulties. So I'm honored. We still have an hour and 10 minutes, so that is still good.
Thank you. No problem.
Will you please use this time to just introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them what kind of work you do?
Okay, Daphne, I'm going to translate it to him.
Yes.
So I'm a bit
nervous.
Just a second.
Yes, for those of you who are listening, my honored guest is from Brazil, and he is here to do some work at Western Connecticut State University. He's working with a translator today, so we're going to ask that you bear with us. Okay, are you ready, Benjamin?
I'm ready. Thank you very much, Dr. And sorry for my poor English.
No, that's okay. That's okay. This show is it's global, so it is okay. I'm excited that we have a translator that will tell us. So, Luciana, is that your name, ma'am?
Yes.
Luciana.
Okay. What's his answer to the question I ask?
Okay, he's going to speak in Portuguese, and I'm going to translate now. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I am Benjamin, and I'm TV host in spirituality without religion. And I'm writer and medium. I work with mediumship I think years.
For 20 years now?
24? 25 years. And
looking at his picture, Luciana, he looks as if he's not even 20 yet. How could he been doing this amazing work for so long? Okay, so I understand he's in the spiritual work for 24 years. His spiritual work focuses on spirituality, not religion.
Not religion.
All right.
I am 42 old now. Today I'm complete 42 years of life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. My question to you, Benjamin, is why did you choose to come to the United States of America to share your message?
We think the United States is the leader in the world and the center of our ideas and our movements, best importance, and the United Nations. We came to America to speak about this theme in Western Connecticut State University here in Danbury, and United Nations in New York City, because we think that if United States and the community, global community living in New York City, who will touch by our way of thoughts.
Right, right.
We have a hope that this is prayed about the road, along the road.
Right. You know something, Benjamin, I'm not sure whether or not you are aware of this, but you could not have selected a better city to begin this message, because in the city of Danbury, there is approximately in excess of 40-something different languages that is spoken there. So I oftentimes refer to Danbury as a mini United Nations.
Oh, a very, very special city. I don't know about it.
Right, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Let me ask you, what are some of the existent problems that your message will address?
We combat prejudice. Fight prejudice.
Yes.
I began to speak in Portuguese for my more fluency.
Right.
Nosso maior problema.
Our main problem.
Yes.
Em todas as áreas da ação e do comportamento humano.
No areas of human behavior and action.
E pensamento.
Yeah, Luciana, speak up a little more, so because it's being recorded, we want people to hear it when they listen.
Louder.
Yes, you speak louder.
Okay.
Once he translates, and then you need to put your volume up a little. So go ahead.
Prejudice, okay.
And go ahead.
Pronto. Então, nós acreditamos que desde Jesus e antes mesmo de Jesus,
we believe that since Jesus and even before,
o combate a todas as formas de ataque a diferenças,
the fight against all kinds of different attacks to different,
é o principal problema,
is the main problem,
para vivermos harmonicamente.
For us to live in harmony,
right,
and with respect,
e feliz,
and happy,
wonderful,
in paz,
wonderful, and in peace.
Então nós usamos três grandes,
so we have three big,
grandes campos de batalha,
fight fields,
contra preconceitos,
against prejudice,
machismo,
wonderful,
chauvinism,
racismo,
racism,
e homofobia.
And homophobia.
Wonderful, wonderful. Let me, Luciana, let me ask him this question.
Mm.
In his home country of Brazil, does this same prejudice and homophobia exist? And if so, to what extent?
Muita homophobia. It's a lot of homophobia. And não existe ainda o casamento.
In Brazil, homosexual marriage is not still legal.
Would you repeat that, Luciana? Remember the volume. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, sorry.
In Brazil,
gay marriage is illegal
in Brazil.
In Brazil, is illegal. Illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Nós vivemos num país de muita flexibilidade a novos costumes.
But we live in a country with a lot of flexibility to new habits.
E nós acreditamos que uma área fácil para nós trabalharmos o assunto.
And we believe this is, we have an easy field to work with.
Okay. Let me ask you, seeing that he brought up the topic of homosexuals, now, it's not legal for them to marry. However, are there some homosexuals or gays who go to other country where it is legal and get married and come back to Brazil and live as a couple or now?
No Brasil começou a surgir.
No Brasil, it started.
O casamento por juízes de direito, né? Certos juízes.
Some judges.
Estão realizando casamento.
Now they are performing this marriage.
E criando jurisprudência.
And creating
jurisprudência.
Luciana, I didn't. It got muddled there. I didn't know what you said.
No,
you said that
in Brazil, some judges, they are performing these marriages.
Some judges are performing marriages between gays and lesbians in Brazil.
Yes,
although it's not legal, but there are still some judges.
There's not a law.
Uh-huh.
There's not a law for it, but they are creating jurisprudence.
Okay. Wonderful.
Legal unions.
Let's talk about gays and lesbians in the mainstream workplaces. Are they received in the mainstream workplaces, or they are being isolated? In Brazil, this is.
It's a great problem to be gay in Brazil, mm-hmm. In Western society, in Western civilization. However, it's worst in Middle East or East culture.
Mm-hmm.
But in family, in work environment, in job environment, in the church and religion environment, gays and lesbians treat with hypocrisy.
Yeah, they have been frowned upon. As a matter of fact, Benjamin, it's very interesting that we are having this conversation now, because it was, I think, to the end of last week, I was speaking with someone I know about the same topic, because she was telling me what the Bible says about it. And I said, but there is no way that we can continue to hate gays and lesbians. That is not going to resolve anything. And I said to her, I will be one of the most satisfied people in the world when someone who can afford to put the money in the research so we can have an answer as to why people adopt and practice this lifestyle. I said to her, no one would just wake up and say, I want to be gay and I want to be lesbian, knowing the hostility and everything that they are going to encounter. And she kept telling me, oh, but the Bible said this, the Bible says that. And I said, you know, the bottom line, I said, I'm a believer too. But I said, gays and lesbians, the sin is not any greater than any other sin. So if you're going to label it sin is sin. So she tend to agree with that. And we agree not to disagree, and we just left it alone. So...
Yeah,
you wanted to say something.
Very good point. I think the Bible was written in an epoch and time very very ancient, and the signatories of the signatories.
The
translation.
The people that read the Bible.
That translated.
A moment, please, Daphne.
Yes.
Marconi was.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, I am speaking with Benjamin, who is from Brazil. He's here to do a conference at Western Connecticut State University. And as you, if you were listening before, he's here because he thinks his message about prejudice and all the other phobias that people encounter in the world need to be expanding on. And it's a wonderful thing that is happening with his His organization, they are taking their message outside of Brazil, and they are accepted to present their conversation at the United Nations on Tuesday night. So it is a very powerful thing. So if you're just joining us, however, and feel free to call in too if you're listening, the number to call is 646-915-8166. So back to you, Benjamin.
Oh, thank you. Daphne, a Bíblia foi escrita.
The Bible was written.
Para pessoas muito primitivas e incultas.
For very primitive and unintelligent people.
Que não podem ser comparadas com as necessidades modernas.
And it cannot be compared with the modern necessities.
Complexas e moderna. Complexas, além de tudo, complexas.
And above everything, complex.
Exactly. And the other thing, can I just give a feedback there, Mark? I'm in total agreement with him because people read the Bible and they translate it the way they want to. And they have a narrow mind on that. And they'll pull out certain verses that apply to certain things.
Yeah.
To use for
right.
their convenience.
Yeah, very right. It's a fault of contextualization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they take it out of context.
Exactly. Take it out of context, and they would use it because, like my friend and I, we were talking, and I pointed it out to her. I said, from the mere fact that you are judging them right now, and I said, that's a sin. And are you going to tell me that being a gay or lesbian, it is greater sin than what you are doing? And she said, well, sin is sin. And I said, that's the bottom line. So let's just leave that alone.
This is the kind of false that make the September 11.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
The same fundamentalism perspective of the religion and way of thought.
Yes,
I agree plenly with you.
What did he say, Mark?
Yeah, that he agrees totally with you because basically, fundamentally, it's the same kind of thought that led to September 11. You know, it's
exactly the hatred and everything like that. And what lesson are we teaching the next generation? I tell you, I was privy to go to a church in New York City last year. And that congregation, it has a vibrant congregation. You have blacks, you have whites, you have Latino, you have gays, you have straights. And everybody was there doing their service as unto the Lord. Nobody was being pointed out and being labeled to say they are gays or they are lesbians and everything. And I pray the day when all of our churches will be receptive and loving enough to embrace and to show love to the people.
Excellent point of view. The spirit of Bible is love.
Exactly.
Any kind of interpretation
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That far off this point
mm-hmm.
is basically wrong. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus pregou o amor.
Preach
the love. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I want to switch gears a little, and I want to speak about the Quantum Institute? Mark, that's the name?
O Instituto Salto Quântico.
The Quantum Leap Institute.
Existe
mm-hmm.
para trazer para uma linguagem atual.
Exists so that we can bring to a modern language.
Uh-huh. E uma linguagem laica.
And
non-religiosa.
A non-religious language.
Uh-huh.
Especialmente fraternidade e espiritualidade.
The thought of fraternity
e
spirituality.
De forma racional e quanto possível com base científica.
In a rational and as much as possible scientific language.
Para
uh-huh.
que os jovens e as pessoas mais críticas, céticas e críticas,
so that the young people and those that are more skeptic and critical,
uh-huh.
mas de coração aberto e mente aberta,
but with an open mind and an open heart,
recebam
uh-huh.
a mensagem de todas as tradições espirituais,
can receive the messages of all different spiritual traditions.
Não importa se cristãs ou orientais.
It doesn't matter if they're Christian or Oriental.
That's right.
Essa é a nossa principal razão de ser.
This is our main, you know, reason of being.
Vision. Is the Quantum Leap Institute, are there other locations with a main office in Brazil, or it is only located in Brazil?
Only here in Danbury exists
a branch. We have a branch here in Danbury.
Okay,
and
but there's one in Brazil, and then there is one here in Danbury.
Yeah, there is actually two in Brazil. There is one in the capital of Sergipe, Aracaju, and in Recife.
Capital de Pernambuco.
Yeah, the capital of Pernambuco. It's another state.
And so Benjamin, he is the founder?
Yeah.
Yeah, Benjamin is the founder of Quantum Leap Institute.
Yeah,
he likes to say that he is the embodied, you know, founder, like respecting the spiritual world.
The spiritual masters.
prior to the founding of the Quantum Leap Institute, what was his spiritual / religious affiliation?
I was Catholic. So,
Benjamin, you know what I will now refer to you as? A recovering Catholic.
Very good. You're very intelligent, smart,
you know,
woman.
But it's amazing. So let me ask you, when you made the decision that you were going to create the Quantum Leap Institute, what were your fellow parishioners saying?
Quando você decidiu criar o salto quântico, o que os seus colegas de fé disseram?
Ah, a condenação completa, não é?
Oh, there was like a condemnation.
Yeah.
They didn't agree.
Eu primeiro comecei a ler as filosofias orientais.
He first started studying the Oriental philosophies.
E passou um período de 7 meses sem nenhuma ligação religiosa.
And then he was like for 7 months with no religious connection, like formally connected to any institution or religion.
Depois eu passei mais ou menos uns 18 anos ligado a uma religião formal.
Then for 18 years he was attached to a formal religion.
É chamado espiritismo no Brasil.
In Brazil we call it spiritism.
Uhum.
Yeah, it has a French origin.
Uhum.
E depois, a partir de 2008,
and since 2008,
nós entendemos, como disse Carl Gustav Jung,
we understand, as Carl Gustav Jung said,
psiquiatra suíço de renome internacional, né?
Yeah, the renowned psychiatrist.
Switzerland.
Yeah, from Switzerland.
É que toda a formalização da religião mata a espiritualidade legítima.
That the formalization of religion kills the real spirituality.
E nos afastamos de qualquer forma de religião formal.
Yeah, and at that point he, you know, basically
nos afastaram.
He got away from any formal religious orientation. So
yeah, he disconnected. He became unattached.
Disconnected.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mark, I tell, let Ben, well, he's hearing me. Benjamin, I am very proud of your obedience, of your obedience in following through on what
your
Creator wants you to do. And Mark, now I understand why you said what you said the first time when you saw my show. Because Benjamin's message and my message are similar.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar ideas and ideals.
Yes, this is amazing. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Thank you very much.
I want to remind people, if they are listening, please call in. If you have a question, the number you can call is 646-915-8166. If you have a question for my honored guest. Now, what are some things he's hoping that the event will manifest? What is he hoping will happen at the Danbury event, and also what outcome is he looking for when he goes to the UN?
Eu acredito, Daphne.
He believes, Daphne.
Que lamentavelmente,
that unfortunately,
ou de uma ótica realista,
or more realistically,
que estamos plantando sementes,
that we are basically sowing
para um futuro melhor,
seeds for a better future,
e que os embaixadores das Nações Unidas,
and that the ambassadors of the United Nations,
alguns deles pelo menos,
that maybe some of them,
transformem essas sementes em iniciativas importantes em seus países.
Will transform these seeds into important initiatives in their countries.
Pelo menos no sentido de gerar influência.
At least in terms of influence.
Nós não esperamos resultados imediatos importantes.
Yeah, we don't imagine that we're going to have important results right away.
Não seria maduro de nossa parte.
Yeah, it wouldn't be mature of our part.
Wonderful. You know, there is one of my associates who is also a spiritual leader, Doc Vaj. She just signed on the line. Welcome, Doc Vaj. And if you have any question for my honored guest, Benjamin, who
is a
spiritual teacher out of Brazil, he is the founder of the Quantum Leap Institute in Brazil. So if you have any questions for him, feel welcome to call in to call into the show. So you talk about what you are hoping will happen from the event at Western Connecticut State and also from the United Nations. When you got the affirmation, Benjamin, that the UN accepted you, how did you feel about that?
Tive uma sensação muito estranha, Daphne.
I had a very strange sensation.
strange as in negative or positive?
Eu um estado de neutralidade que me pasmou.
A state of neutrality and perplexity. that let him perplex.
Porque ele esperava ficar muito feliz.
Because he expected to be very happy.
No momento eu estava sem me sentir muito ligado aos guias espirituais.
And at the moment he was not feeling very connected to the spiritual guides.
E eu tive uma prova mais uma vez para mim mesmo.
And he had another proof for himself.
Que se mais uma, né, entre outras. Que se eu não estou ligado a eles, ao plano superior.
Another against, among others that he had already, that if he's not connected to them,
nada mais importa.
Nothing else matters.
Eu vim
Amen.
Deles.
I want to ask Benjamin a question. He spent how many years, I forgot how many years he said he spent with the Asian culture as he seek affirmation and confirmation towards his spirituality and development. How are those practices different, their habits and their rituals? What makes the Asian culture different from us when it comes to spirituality?
Sim.
Ocidentais e orientais, práticas espirituais.
O que eu não entendi a pergunta.
Que é que você compare, já que você ficou vários anos estudando,
tanto, sim.
Né, que você compare as práticas espirituais
do Oriente com o Ocidente. I think the Western East form of thought spirituality with East spirituality and traditions spirituality. Está certo? Is very profound, more realistic, but as formas ocidentais de pensamento são mais superficiais e infantis.
But the Western way of thinking is usually more superficial and immature.
That's right. And if I may add, materialistic.
Yeah.
We
fought to do a synthesis between East thoughts
and
West thoughts about spirituality.
Eastern
and East thoughts about spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most important goals of our organization.
Mm-hmm.
Think logically, but spiritual way in the same time.
Mm-hmm. You just read my mind, Benjamin, because my next question, I was going to ask you, what are the values of your organization and what's the mission of the organization?
Respect for all kind of behavior, com exceção daqueles que sejam criminosos ou façam mal às pessoas.
With those that are criminal or prejudice or
causing mal,
harm people,
and estimular o crescimento dos ideais e potenciais das pessoas, potenciais das vocações das pessoas,
and to foster
alimentar os potenciais e vocações das pessoas.
Yeah, the vocation and potential of people.
Mm-hmm. They're calling and purpose to nurture their calling, their purpose, and help them to manifest that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like
and
keeps them in an arena or an environment where you are free to be you, that you were created to be.
Yeah.
And to just manifest that which you were called to be. Now, the church that he was part of, yes, he was like an outcast and all of that. But since he started the work 20 plus years, has anyone seek to collaborate with him? That's one, part one. And part two of my question is, in Brazil, does other religious, not other, because he's not a religious, but does religious organizations seek to collaborate with him on his work and his teaching? Mark, you there?
Yes, I was just translating, Bethany.
Okay.
Ela estava perguntando se você foi auxiliado, né, pelas pessoas que, os católicos ou os espíritas, no caso, né, quando você deixou os dois grupos, alguns deles se voltaram para te ajudar.
Uma parte das pessoas que estavam comigo, principalmente no meio espírita, continuaram conosco.
A good part of the people that were with him on the spiritism, the second part, they are still with him.
E ajudaram bastante.
And they have helped a lot.
Uma delas é uma que está falando com você agora. Uma delas é uma que está falando com você, traduzindo agora.
One of them is me.
I Mark, my next question actually is for you while Benjamin gets some water to moisten his throat. Putting this event together, have you approached the churches around here? And if so, what kind of a support have you got? Mark?
Basically, from the people around here, we started with another group, and we went through the same process. When I was already with Benjamin when he left the other spiritual group, and basically, some of the people came with me, a small group, but not from the other religions. No, usually. They usually don't see us, in a very good way. It's like there is a little bit of they're like I think the word could be here competition,
As a matter of fact, a friend of mine, a colleague of mine, is sending me a book that he just started reading. And it probably will be a good read for you, Mark, and you could share it with Benjamin. When he send it, Mark, I will let you know the name of it. Because in the book, it's written by a minister. And he wrote in the book, he calls it the Black Iron Curtain of Religion. But that's not the name of the book. It's something another, Monopoly or Jeopardy. But I'll let you know the name of the book, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
in
you.
There, he stipulates why religions operate the way they do. Why I don't want my people to come to your church and you don't want yours to come to my church. And everybody is like, have people hostage. And people don't want to learn enough to go out and seek for themselves. So they remain there. Oh, he read a part of the book for me the other day. We're on the phone, and I can't wait to put my hands on it because, you know, in my line of work, every time people would say, if I would invite them to an event, the first thing they would ask me is, if the people who are coming there, are they saved? And I said, coming to the event, that's not part of their criteria. So when you come, you could find that out from them because God calls me to work with his people. People, and I call that anyone who is breathing. It doesn't matter of their ethnicity, their culture, their sexual origin. It has nothing to do with all of those things. And I have pride myself in delivering. And, you know, we all got to wake up here. We all have to wake up and make sure
that we can reach
people. And people need to go out and seek and find. Keep learning. Life is a school.
Yeah.
Life is a classroom.
Very good. Very good. Excellent.
You know?
Excellent. We think about ourselves like teachers and students the same time.
Exactly. Because every good teacher, Benjamin, that is a powerful statement you just made.
Yeah.
Every good teacher needs to be a student because if you are not a student, you will not know what you are teaching.
Yeah. We think and say the same in our lessons.
Yes. Well, Benjamin, I hope I get the opportunity to come to Brazil at the Quantum Leap to speak to your people.
Thank you.
I'll be the one that will be being translated at that time. Mark?
Okay.
Mark?
Yes, I'm here.
Is there anything you want to say here, and then we go back to Benjamin about the event that you're putting on?
No, I would let him, you know, have the word.
Okay, then. All right. So is there anything, what else would Benjamin want to say at this time that I probably have not asked him yet?
I would like to say that any person must to seek your... sua própria luz, seu próprio conhecimento, sua própria sabedoria.
Their own knowledge, their own, their own wisdom, their own right.
That's right.
Todos nós devemos estar apenas com compromisso nos ajudar uns aos outros.
And we should, all of us should have the responsibility of helping each other.
Nesse sentido.
In this sense.
E nós acreditamos que todos os grandes iluminares ou
And we also believe that all the greatest spiritual leaders,
como Jesus, Buda,
like Jesus, Buddha,
que tiveram a intenção de promover essa independência.
They had the intention to promote this independence.
Independência espiritual.
Spiritual independence.
E não só no sentido egoico.
And not only in the egotistic sense.
I love very much to talk to you, Daphne.
Yeah, but you know something, Benjamin? The reason why we are not able to penetrate this kind of a behavior is because there is so much intolerance in our world. You know, people don't tolerate, they don't respect each other.
Yeah.
People are so afraid of the things that are different from what they're accustomed to.
Yeah. E no entanto, todas as pessoas sofrem preconceitos.
And even though everybody suffers prejudice.
Pode ser em graus menores.
And maybe sometimes in into a smaller degree.
Como ser alto, ser baixo.
Like being too tall or too short.
Muito rico,
that's
muito pobre.
Yeah, too rich or too poor.
Gordo, magro.
Too fat,
thin or
too skinny.
Fat.
Jovem. Velho, jovem, né? De outra cultura. Etnias diferentes. Different ethnies, etc. Ou seja, lutar contra, a favor de grupos minoritários.
To fight in favor of minorities.
É uma causa da maioria.
It's a cause of the majority.
Porque todos sofrem de alguma forma algum tipo de discriminação.
Because everybody, in one way or the other, suffers some kind of discrimination.
That's everywhere. Everybody.
Even in their own homes.
That's right. In your own families. You know?
Yeah.
So
no one
is immune to it. Because
yeah.
even your own, you look at siblings have prejudice against the other siblings, and so it keeps going on and on and on. You know, so no one is immune from it. We just need to be aware and keep working at it. And, you know, thanks to people like you, Benjamin, who brings it.
And
to
you.
Thank you.
Like you.
Yeah, and bring it to the forefront so people can know to be aware, because we are living in a time when we have to go with our antennas up, because there are so many lessons to be learned. You know?
Yeah, I agree total with you.
So many lessons to be learned.
Totally.
What are some of your goals with this message that you have carried to Danbury, and then you are going to the UN with it? What's your goal for the continuation of this message, Benjamin?
Marconi já tem planejamento conosco.
Marconi already has a plan with us.
De continuarmos anualmente voltando às Nações Unidas.
Of repeating these events every year.
Nas Nações Unidas e em Danbury.
At the United Nations and in Danbury.
All right.
Porque o trabalho é muito longo, como você disse, Daphne.
Because, just like you said, you know, there is a lot of work.
Nós vamos apenas plantar sementes alguns anos para colhermos os frutos nas próximas gerações.
Yeah, the way we see, we're going to sow the seeds right now so that in the next generations, you know, we're going to reap the fruits.
Exactly. It's a legacy. And that's what legacy is all about, creating the legacy. You don't worry about what's going to happen. Just start the legacy, and there will be somebody to take it over. We have 29 minutes remaining. So if you are listening, you're welcome to call in 646-915-8166. So call in if you have any questions about the event. So how is the signing up going along, Mark? Are the numbers rising for the event?
Yes, they are.
Wonderful. So this message, I know, that Mark has planned to do this as an annual event here on the UN. But do you have plans, Benjamin, to take this message to other countries around the world?
Em princípio, nós não temos uma estrutura de pessoas, recursos humanos e de pessoas, né, para poder nos levar até lá.
At this time, we don't have any structure either, you know, people or resources to go farther away.
Nós temos aqui nos Estados Unidos.
As we have here.
I want to ask you, we have 27 minutes remaining. I want to ask Benjamin Mark to, if he would please, lay out the practices of the Quantum Leap Institute. You know, I want him to take this opportunity to show people why it is different from religion and why it behooves them to be part of the organization. Take his time and lay out the foundation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Daphne. We think the spiritual practices like disciplines, like essential disciplines to the happiness, like prayer daily, like study a spiritual book as the Gospels of Jesus Christ, and reunir-se em grupos para fazer estudos dos temas.
And attend meetings to study spiritual teachings.
Semanalmente.
Weekly.
Um estudo de obras clássicas espirituais, um estímulo para isso.
To foster the study of classical spiritual works.
E pedir às pessoas que trabalhem pela felicidade delas mesmas.
And to ask people to work for their own happiness.
E fazendo a felicidade de outras pessoas ao mesmo tempo.
And at the same time doing creating happiness in other people's lives.
Utilizando meios como terapia.
Using instruments like therapy.
O aconselhamento profissional.
Professional counseling.
E outras formas de autoconhecimento.
And other forms of self-discovery.
E a partir disso, a pessoa tem que encontrar o seu próprio caminho.
And from there, people should find their own way.
Nós apresentamos métodos.
We present some methods.
Não fórmulas prontas.
Not, you know, we don't have already made formulas.
Ou respostas fechadas.
Or closed answers.
E estimulamos que as pessoas tenham um pensar correto, um pensar com bom senso.
Yeah, we nurture people to have what we would call a correct thinking, you know.
Uh-huh.
Ou bom senso, pensar com bom
or
senso.
Or common sense.
Uh-huh.
Em inglês existe a diferença entre bom senso e consenso?
No.
Is this a difference in between the two words in Portuguese? We don't have in English. Exist a sense of majority and a sense of absolutely wisdom. We never assess this absolutely wisdom, but we make efforts to achieve this result.
You mentioned in your statement about the study of the spiritual book. Is your spiritual book the same book that we refer to as the Bible?
Nós utilizamos, we use the four Gospels, classical Gospels of Jesus, four Gospels, and we use to the literature of Chico Xavier,
We also use the literature of the Brazilian medium Chico Xavier,
do pesquisador francês Allan Kardec,
of the French researcher Allan Kardec,
do psicólogo e psiquiatra suíço Carlos Carl Gustav Jung,
of the psychologist and psychiatrist the Swiss psychologist and psychiatrist Carl Gustav Jung,
e uma quantidade enorme de outros que nós deixamos em aberto para as pessoas procurarem.
And a good number of others that we advise people to read and search.
É porque nós fazemos mais reservas, temos mais ressalvas sobre as opiniões desses outros.
Because some others, you know, we have some reserve.
Concordamos com parte do que eles dizem.
You know, we partially agree.
Mas discordamos muito frontalmente com outra parte do que eles falam.
But we might disagree, you know, frontally with some other things they say.
Like the New Thought movement that say, you believe, you get anything. E o sol não pode nascer no oeste, porque eu acredito que isso vai acontecer.
Yes, you know, they say that if you believe you can do anything, but, you know, you cannot think that the sun is going to rise on the other side of the planet and it's going to happen.
Nós temos que respeitar nossos limites com bom senso.
We have to respect our limits with common sense.
E saber que Deus tem um projeto para cada um de nós.
And to be aware that God has a project for each one of us.
E que tem a ver com o nível de evolução de cada um.
And that it has... And it's, Yeah, and that is tied to the level of evolution of each one.
Que cada pessoa, na sua intuição, na sua consciência, sabe o que deve fazer.
That each person, in their own conscience, you know, internally, they know exactly what to do.
E nós estimulamos que a pessoa faça trabalho de meditação para descobrir isso, essa voz interior.
Yeah, and we encourage people to do, you know, a meditational work, some internal research to find all
essa voz interior.
This internal voice.
É, metaforicamente uma voz, né? Metaphorically.
Yeah, it's not really a voice. I know you get what I'm saying, right?
Right. It's the it's what we refer to in English as your intuitive sense or sixth sense.
Yeah, a sixth sense.
Yeah.
I like
the book,
like
the books that he referred to, are those available in English or is only in Portuguese?
Unfortunately, only in Portuguese, but
okay.
our team work to in the next year. In English.
Yes. Benjamin was talking about a book that one of the books that he wrote, and that we are working on translating right now, and we are publishing it on the website. But some of the books that he mentioned before, like from Allan Kardec and Francisco Cândido Xavier, there are a lot of these are available in English. Although
not all
of their books are, but some of them are.
Yeah, that's what I was asking, yeah.
Mostly Jung and Allan Kardec.
Yes, Jung is basically, you know, known all over the world.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Falando dos outros livros, não sei, né? É que nós vamos trazer livro no próximo ano que vai estar bilingüe, de conversações com o Espírito Eugênio.
Yes, this book that that we are going to translate for next year, it is basically a dialogue. It's a conversations with the spiritual guide Eugênia.
Uh-huh.
Que foi as Pazes de Mileto que criou uma escola de filosofia na Grécia.
Yeah, there was a Aspasia of Miletus in ancient Greece and created a
uma mulher.
Yeah, a woman that created a
escola de sabedoria.
A history of philosophy.
A what philosophy?
Sorry.
I need a little more volume, huh?
That created a school of philosophy.
Yes.
Que foi professora de Sócrates em retórica.
She was one of the Socrates' teachers in rhetorics.
Mm-hmm.
If we
The professor actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there over the world? Because I'm sure that this practice is not only in Brazil, but do they have many women in that role, like Benjamin's role? Do they have female leaders as well? Or it's a male dominated vocation?
É que ela tá perguntando se tem outras pessoas fazendo a mesma coisa que você, como se você fosse um representante do movimento.
Não, lamentavelmente, unfortunately, Daphne, we are a small group in Brazil, like
okay.
A small group in United States. Unfortunately.
No, it's not unfortunately, because as people learn, they will develop. You know, I really don't think success has to do with large numbers. I more think that it has to do with the empowerment and the transformation of each individual. Because, like, in Christianity, people keep running and keep searching. They go to one church this week, And somebody says something that they don't think they like, they leave and they go to a new church, and then somebody like passed them too quickly and they're gone. So they keep hopping and keep hopping and keep hopping. And if people had understand about why they are at a place, what's the reason, what's the purpose,
yes,
and all of that, you know, why am I there as a person versus, oh, it's this religion, and one of the common things you always hear in Christianity is people, followers, talking about, oh, I'm not being fed. You know, the pastor is not feeding me. And I said, that's not the pastor's job. It's your job to go find food. So you need to go read and research and find, acquire the knowledge that will help to empower you, because each and every one of us, as we mentioned before, that as teachers, we also need to be students. You know, so it is very important to, for you to go acquire. Benjamin, this was a powerful conversation, and I do hope we have that conversation again sometime. We have 17 minutes remaining.
Oh,
I would like for you this to use this time to just summarize your conversation and, you know, just pick out the high points of what you would like to leave the listeners with.
Grande mitólogo, Joseph Campbell.
The great mythologist,
Joseph Campbell, sugeriu que cada pessoa procurasse.
Suggested that each person would search for
Your bliss.
Your bliss.
Ou bem-aventurança. E nós acreditamos que a felicidade com paz.
And we believe that happiness with peace.
Que é o que nós entendemos por bliss.
Is what we understand by bliss.
É o sinal de que nós estamos cumprindo a vontade de Deus.
And it is the marker, the sign that we are
cumprindo a vontade de Deus.
That we are actually doing God's will.
Que é a nossa verdadeira felicidade, completa felicidade.
And which is our real happiness, our true happiness.
Em todas as dimensões, a física, emocional, em todas as dimensões.
In all dimensions, physical,
física, emocional,
emotional,
social e espiritual.
Social and spiritual.
Temos que respeitar essas quatro dimensões do ser.
We have to respect all these four dimensions of the being.
Sem nos alienar ou reprimir nenhuma delas.
Without alienating or repressing any one of them.
Se nós fizermos isso sistematicamente,
if we systematically do this,
no correr dos anos,
along the years,
nós vamos nos surpreender,
we will get surprised,
com o que nós vamos realizar interna e externamente.
With the realizations we will accomplish externally and internally.
Sozinhos ou em grupo.
Alone or in a group.
E encontrar uma sociedade, por isso, mais feliz e mais pacífica.
And this way we would be, we'll make a more...
Esse é o título da...
Yeah, the title of the event, A More Peaceful and a Happier World.
Our last words. Very, very thank for this opportunity, Daphne. You're very nice and...
Oh, thank you. You're
people.
So kind. Thank you, thank you. We still have approximately 16 minutes remaining. So if you would give out information about the event coming up, and also, Mark, you could give people Benjamin's website and things like that.
Sure.
But we still have 14 minutes remaining.
Okay, so at the United Nations in New York, the event is going to be held on the 30th. It's next Tuesday, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And on Western Connecticut University, it's this Sunday, and we start at 2 p.m. and it goes until 7:30 p.m.
Remember, the show is going to be an archive, so you have to say the date. We don't want people, after it's gone, we don't want people to be coming to go to it. So it's on the 28th of October, 2012.
And at the United Nations, it's October 30th, 2012, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you want more information, you have information in English at the website www.schoolofhappiness.net.
So say that slower.
Okay.
www.schoolofhappiness.net. Now, I don't know if you call it service or you call it gathering. When you meet in Danbury, you want to tell people that, or Bethel, or wherever the meetings are? When do you meet?
We actually would like to offer a phone number for people to call. And we
go ahead.
The number would be 203-731-1396.
And why are people using that number? You need to tell them, Mark.
Yes. So they can get information on when we are going to be holding our services.
Okay. And that service, is it held on a Sunday or what? When are the services held?
Right now we have services in Portuguese, and so as we start having people that are interested in having these services in English, then we're going to start them, because up until now We were serving
it's only,
the Brazilian
only
community.
The Portuguese, right.
Exactly.
So the Portuguese services are held on Sundays or during the week?
On Wednesdays.
Okay.
At night we have a study, but, you know, the main event happens on Sundays at 5 p.m.
Okay. The main service.
Exactly. The main event happens on Sundays at 5 p.m., and it's basically with Benjamin. And Luciani that was talking to you before.
He does it over the internet from
yes,
Brazil?
Yes, he does it over the internet. And
wonderful.
Translate it to English.
Yes, and Luciani that was talking to you before, she is the interpreter. So there is a channel in English, and that's the most important thing. So there is a channel in English where you can hook up on the internet and listen to Benjamin every Sunday.
All right, so you and it's what, 5 p.m.?
At 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah, because my show is at 7 p.m. on Sundays. Yeah.
And
all right.
On our website, you have several...
Articles in English. Several articles in English in this site that Mark mentioned.
Go ahead, Mark.
No, but that was what I wanted to say, you know... they can go to the website, and the website has the link to the program on, and it's available on. If you go during the week, you're not going to see the link there. But if you go on the weekend, you know, on Sunday around 5 o'clock, the link is there, and they can watch the program.
And that's the www.schoolofhappiness.net. Yes.
At this point, we're going to make it available there too, I believe. Because right now we have it in the Portuguese one, but we're going to make it available in the English one because it doesn't it makes more sense.
What is the other website then, Mark? Because that's the only website you gave out.
Would you like to give
the other website?
You know what happens, Daphne? We have one website in Portuguese, and we have one website in English. And
right now, give them both, Mark.
Okay, the website in Portuguese is www.saltoquantico.com.br. Salto Quantico is spelled SALTOQUANTICO.
.com.br.
Exactly.
All right. We have 10 minutes. I'm trying to milk the time out here. We have 10 minutes remaining. Is there anything else Benjamin would like to say?
That you is very smart, human, and very interesting ideas.
What did he say, Mark?
That you're a very interesting person with very interesting ideas, very smart ideas.
Thanks. He's very kind. He's very kind. Well, I tell you, I look forward to the opportunity to doing some work with you because I'm feeling the connection.
I feel it too.
so that's good. That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
I'm not trying to be nice. I'm be honest with you. Very smart, interesting person.
thank you. You know, God has been good. He has blessed me, and you know, I just need to. Continue on the path that he has called me to be on and just keep my eye on the prize and making a difference. So, I will have Mark send you my website so you can look on it and check me out later on when you get back to Brazil and all of that good stuff. But I want to thank you for coming on the show and for eloquently investing in my listeners. I pray that something you have said today and something that you'll be saying on Sunday and on Tuesday will touch people's lives and wake up, because this is the time when people need to wake up.
Amen.
Because we cannot sit around and look on everybody else to do things for us. It is our responsibility to create and reinvent the person that we are called to be. Or else we are going to leave this world with all our musics not played, our songs not sung, our books not written. Because we sit around and waiting and blaming everybody else. We need to begin to look in the mirror and have conversation with the person looking at us. And, you know, in some people's lives, Benjamin, it comes a time when they got to look that person looking back at them in the mirror and said, listen, enough is enough. It's time for you to take a bold step and a bold move. So when next you are in Danbury, we got to get you on the TV show.
In front of TV.
Sorry, we missed the last part, Daphne.
Huh?
We missed the last part about the TV
about
show.
About TV show, yeah.
Mark, I did not hear what you said.
We missed the last part you said about the TV show.
I told him that the next time he comes to Danbury, we will be sure to get him on the TV show.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Nós vamos nos sentir muito honrados.
Yeah, he will be very honored.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure having you on. I pray for the success of the event. I send positive energies to that. And I know that people's lives will be touched.
People's lives will be touched.
This is just the beginning of something great. And Mark, I applaud you for stepping out boldly.
In doing this. Amen. Thank you very much. We are very happy and grateful for you.
You're very welcome. I'm just doing my duty, what I'm called to do, to help bring light into other people's lives.
I believe it.
All right. I thank you. I enjoy the conversation. And
me too.
We just look forward for the event being a success. And for presentation at the UN to open lots and lots of doors and opportunities.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, very much. God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you very much. And, you know, I want for you guys to listen to the closing song here that I end the show with, because I think it is in sync with your message, Benjamin. So here is the song. It is called Destiny.
Thank you very much, Destiny.
You're welcome.
And the plan you have. grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.